This is JIS News. Coming up, private sector urged to utilize EU-funded trade opportunities. DNA bill passed in the lower house, and three new classrooms open at Donald Quarry High School. Details after the break.
Protect our children against lead poisoning by proper storage and disposal of old car batteries and use lead-free paint. If you think your child might be exposed to lead, call the Caribbean Poison Information Network, CARPIN, at 1-888-764-7667. Visit CARPIN's Facebook and Twitter pages for information on poison prevention. This message brought to you by the World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is encouraging private sector organizations to make greater use of the European Union-funded facilities for trade improvement under the Economic Partnership Agreement, EPA. The EPA is aimed at promoting trade between Europe and CARIFORUM countries, including Jamaica, and to boost the country's economies. Under the EPA, Caribbean countries may access financial and technical support to increase export and attract more investments.
I repeat the commitment of my government to do all we can to improve the opportunities for increased trade participation by Jamaican companies. Already, with the support of the EU, we have made great gains in improving the business environment, increasing competitiveness, and removing barriers to trade.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a ceremony at Jamaica House on Tuesday, where the EU pledged $2.3 billion in budgetary support to the government. The House of Representatives has passed the DNA Evidence Act with four amendments. Attorney General Patrick Atkinson says the bill is a critical weapon in the fight against crime and facilitates the compulsory collection of DNA samples from suspects and convicted persons.
Storage of DNA samples does not mean that anybody can break in and decode your DNA. It requires not only very complex scientific knowledge, but sophisticated equipment to study this. In any event, it takes away from persons who have committed serious crimes the opportunity to hide from justice.
The bill outlines and establishes procedures for collection, preservation, and destruction of DNA samples. It also proposes, among other things, to allow for the establishment and operation of a national DNA register. State Minister for Agriculture and Fisheries, Luther Buchanan, says the Fisheries Act is to be strengthened to protect the local industry against poaching. Mr. Buchanan says state-of-the-art technology in the form of a drone will also be used for surveillance and monitoring of the island's marine territory for illegal fishing.
Pilot project has been completed where the drone test flight was conducted on the Pedro Keys. At present, the required protocols in keeping with applicable laws, international standards, and safeguards are being developed by the relevant agencies for the program to come into effect early 2016.
He was addressing the 37th Annual General Meeting of the Gillings Gully Fishermen's Cooperative held recently in Westmoreland. The state minister says test flights conducted recently around the Pedro Keys have convinced officials that they now have the technology to alert the marine authorities about poaching activities in Jamaican waters. And the Donald Quarry High School in East Rural St. Andrew is now one step closer to becoming a single-shift institution with the addition of three new classrooms. The rooms, built at a cost of $12 million, have taken care of 20% of what the institution needs to start the single-shift system. Speaking at the opening ceremony on Tuesday, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites gave a commitment to provide funding for the construction of additional classrooms in the 2016-2017 fiscal year.
I make a promise that the Ministry of Education will do everything possible to make sure that in next year's financing, there is space for a block of classrooms here that will take you closer to the single shift, to put away the double shift system.
Reverend Thwaites says the ministry will also continue to work with international partners to seek grant funding, which will further assist in upgrading and improving schools across the island. He adds that funds to upgrade the institution's workshops and science laboratories will be placed in the ministry's capital budget. That was the JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.